Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Continue Shmir Salosh and Shara Zachir Perak Dalid, Shin number 34, where the Chavetz Chaim takes a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Gimel Med Beis and tells us about a rabid dog, a dog with rabies, and the similarities between the Baal Lashon Hara, the person who speaks Lashon Hara, and this rabid dog. First, he describes what the Gemara tells us about the rabid dog. The rabid dog has five qualities that he wants to tell us about. Its mouth is always open. Number one, the rabid dog, its mouth is always open. We could clearly see the similarity between that dog and the Baal Lashon Hara. Its drool constantly drips. A dog with rabies, its drool constantly drips. Number three, its ears droop down. Number four, its tail hangs between its legs. And number five, the last of these main character traits of the rabid dog is that it walks on the sides of the street. The Gemara adds, V'yesh Oimrim, that it barks, sometimes it barks, but its voice is not heard. Furthermore, one who is rubbed by it, one who is rubbed and brushed by its body of this dog, is in danger, and one who is bitten by this dog will surely die. Now, what should a person do, one who is rubbed by this dog? What's the remedy? What's the refuah? Nishlach manev nishdinehu kamev nirhat. He should remove his clothing. And throw them down in front of the dog and run away. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. What's the Chavetz Chaim's connection between the Baal Lashon Hara, the piv pasuach, the mouth that's always open of the dog? This is also the case of the Baal Lashon Hara. It's also the situation of the person who is always speaking Lashon Hara. His mouth is always open. Liyoyis piv pasuach is his opportunity to speak, to attack, whether it's a distinguished person, whether it's a regular person, doesn't make a difference. By this person, the Baal Lashon Hara, his mouth is always open to do damage. Number two, his drool constantly drips, because the rabid dog is possessed by this ruach ra. So too, you have the same thing by this Baal Lashon Hara. The Baal Lashon Hara is consumed by this ruach ra as well. He is overpowered. He has brought himself to a state where he's not even in control. Of course, he's punished for his actions, but he has lowered himself to such a degree that this ruach ra is dominating over him. Kein hu derech Baal Lashon Hara kavua lisrages tamid al kol mi shiyal beruchai. He will attack anyone who he desires to. Just like this rabid dog, just like this kelev shaita darkoi lintoif riroi, that its drool is hanging down. So too, this person is ready to attack anyone who is going to step on his toes. Anyone who gets him upset, that's it. The person's finished. Continues the Chavetz Chaim, the comparison with the rabid dog that's drooling, that's dripping with his saliva, that after the dog leaves that location, it was very evident that the dog was there because its drool, its saliva was left behind. So too, when the person speaks, this pivis pasuach kakelev, like this dog, after the person leaves, the damage that the person caused is definitely visible from the Lashon Hara that the person spoke. We'll continue to discuss more of these similarities. I just want to point something out. And all those who have dogs and like dogs should please put that aside for a minute. But the Maisa, a dog is known as a kelev of chatzufa, of chutzpah. One of the reasons why they explained that the dog is known as a dog, as an animal of chutzpah, is because the dog itself compares itself. They say it's the man's best friend. A man is a tselem elokim. A dog is an animal. The two don't go in the same sentence.